Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of Tricert Financial Group. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today, we're speaking with Nick Leach, our portfolio manager responsible for the income producing side of our portfolios. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Mike. Good to be here.
Good to have you on. So folks, income producing, that's basically the bond aspect of our portfolios, as well as preferred shares. And some of you clients may have GICs as well. So that's basically the area we're talking to today. And Nick, anytime we talk about income producing, we have to talk about interest rates, right?
Absolutely.
And you know, before diving into what we're seeing from an interest rate perspective, I thought maybe we'd start and talk about inflation. At the end of the day, it's the Bank of Canada or the Fed in the United States who governs what the short-term interest rate is, and they do that mainly to control inflation. So maybe why don't we start there? What are we seeing on the inflation work? Is the effort on the part of the various of the Bank of Canada, is it working?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Inflation is coming down in Canada and also the US. And I think it's important to look at the core rate of inflation. This strips out volatile food and energy prices. And this is what the central banks, Bank of Canada, Federal Reserve, they focus on the core rate. So if we look what's happened there, it peaked at around 6%. And that was a little over a year ago. Since then, it's fallen to 2.8%, and it's come down pretty consistently over the past year. And over that time, the Bank of Canada took its policy rate from 0%, which was an emergency levels, to 5% in a matter of months. And now it appears that the Bank of Canada is done with its hiking. The last hike was in July. And the last two rate decisions since then, they were both to hold steady. And that's because that core inflation rate is now, it's not too far from their 2% target. So now you have a policy rate that's at 5%. And you could argue that 5% policy rate, maybe it's too restrictive with inflation now under 5%, and I mean, under 3% and falling. And right. and the trends are similar in the U.S. and that's really important for bond investors and fixed income investors, because the U.S. and Canadian markets they're so very highly correlated.
Got it. So, let's say that's good news on the inflation front. So, in terms of the market, the bond markets, basically, what are we seeing from a yields perspective and in particular the yield curve? How
yeah.
is that?
Reacting? Well, you know what? It's been very volatile over the last month or so in the bond market. Like the volatility, this has been, it looks like the equity market in terms of volatility. That's in Canada and US. So right now, the Canadian bond market is being really driven by data coming out of the US. And that's really always been the case. So I think it's important to look at the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield. That's really the bellwether for the entire bond market. And what we saw an increase in that yield from 4.5% to 5% in early October. In October, the 10-year yields in Canada, same thing. The yields rose by 50 basis points. They peaked at 4.3%, a little bit lower than the U.S., and that's largely because of the differential in the policy rates. And the increase in rates was really driven by the U.S. Federal Reserve being more hawkish. And, right. and that's with good reason. Despite interest rates being high for well over a year now, the employment and the economy remains strong. So then we saw a complete reversal of those trends in November. So the Federal Reserve, it held its policy rate steady in their meeting on November 1st. And that was kind of expected, but the tone turned less hawkish in terms of their outlook for future rate hikes. And then a few days later, we saw the U.S. employment report that showed signs of softening in the labor market. And then more recently, this week, we saw the inflation numbers in the U.S. also soft. The October monthly headline rate for inflation in the US was actually zero on a month over month basis.
Right.
So now, and even today we had the producer price index and it was actually negative on a month over month basis. So now what we're seeing is that the 10-year yield in the US, that fell by 50 basis points so far in November, and is back below that 4.5%. And so that drop in that yield in the US, that pulled the 10-year yield in Canada also down by 50 basis points. Now, you might think about like a 0.5% move in yields. It doesn't sound like much. But if you have a 10-year bond with a very low coupon, a 0.5% move in yields, that could push the price up and down by 5% in a matter of weeks. So, and that's, as I said, that's like equity market volatility in the bond market that we've seen in the last couple of weeks. And then in terms of the yield curve, it still remains inverted. So the bond market is expecting the central bank of, in both Canada and the US to lower rates sometime in 2024.
So it is inverted, but it's flattening a little bit. Is that correct?
Yeah, it has flattened. In fact, when the longer term bond yields hit 5% in the US, the yield curve was essentially flat. But now it's resumed that inverted shape.
Right. Okay. Good to know. So let's talk about, staying again on the interest rate theme, and talk about spreads between investment grade, corporate bonds versus, say, Government of Canada bonds. What are we seeing there in terms of the trends?
Yeah, and that's really important for our clients, the investment grade corporates. And also the fact that our strategy has always been to invest in bond maturities less than 5 years. So first of all, when we're investing in bonds under 5 years, it has a lower duration. It has lower interest rate sensitivity. It has lower volatility. So the risk is lower. But on top of that, the corporate spreads, they offer a higher yield, a higher coupon, and typically, investment grade corporates, about a 1.5% premium to Government of Canada bonds. And that's important because that actually serves as an additional cushion against volatility. So not only do you have lower risk from lower duration and shorter maturities, you have that cushion of that extra spread, that extra carry in your coupon against the volatility in the rates market.
Okay, that's good to know. And again, these are investment grade investments. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, the credit quality is very high.
Very high. Let's talk about preferred shares, something we don't talk a lot about, but we want to make sure clients are comfortable. They may be, they may be seeing their statements and seeing some of the preferred shares pretty negative in terms of their market value. So maybe, maybe we can talk a bit about that. What are we seeing here, and should clients be concerned?
Yeah, so it's important to understand that the preferred share market has always been more volatile than the bond market. And the reason for that is these assets are very long duration. And in most cases, the securities are perpetual, meaning there is no maturity date. So you could call it an infinite duration. And the price volatility has been elevated over the last 2 years in a negative way. And that's largely because, as we talked about, the central banks, they've been hiking rates at an unprecedented pace and an unprecedented magnitude. So the preferred share market has really felt the brunt of those rising rates. Investors need to be patient, especially most of the market, the preferred share market, is in what's called 5-year resets. And so today what we're seeing is these dividend reset dates that are coming due, they're resetting with a 40% increase in the actual dollar amount of the dividend that's being paid. So the new current yield that we're seeing is around 8 to 9%, and that depends on the issuer. But these issuers are also investment grade. They're high quality. They're banks and utilities. So I think what investors really need to focus on is the total return over time, including that income component, not just the price return. And as I said, that income component is significantly higher today as these resets reset at a much higher rate. So it's important to look at the total return, including the income, not just that price return that can be volatile.
Okay. That's a good summary. And I think so important to understand the duration. And then with those high yields backed as you're staring at your market values, eventually the market will correct. Takes time, yeah. But it will correct and it should correct, I should say. And those market values.
Well, yeah, it is correcting as we speak. Okay. It just takes time. It just takes time.
Okay. Nick, thank you so much for this. That's a great summary.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Folks, as always, if you have any questions on anything you heard today, want to talk about pref shares or bonds or what's happening in terms of the volatility, don't hesitate to reach out to your financial advisor, talk to your TriCert portfolio manager, and don't hesitate to reach out to myself. Take care. Bye-bye.